Got your facts straight? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lisa Fazio, assistant professor of psychology and human development at Vanderbilt University, discusses how our fact-checking may not be as good as we think.
Let's start with a quick quiz. How many animals of each kind did Moses take on the ark? Did you answer two? Most people do, even though they're well aware that it was Noah and not Moses who built the ark. This Moses illusion is just one example of how people are bad at noticing factual errors in the world around them. Even when people know the correct information, they often fail to notice errors and will then go on and use that incorrect information in other situations. We call this knowledge neglect. One way we've studied this knowledge neglect is by having people read fictional stories that contain both true and false information. For example, a story about a summer job at a planetarium might correctly refer to Neil Armstrong as the first man on the moon, but incorrectly state that Saturn is the largest planet. On a later trivia test, participants are less likely to correctly recall that Jupiter is the largest planet, and are more likely to believe the correct answer is Saturn, even if they previously knew that it was Jupiter. So, what can we do to prevent this knowledge neglect? Increased knowledge seems to help, but it doesn't solve the problem. For example, people don't try and answer the question, how many animals of each kind did Nixon take on the ark? But even many biology graduate students don't notice the error in, during which trimester can a single embryo split to form fraternal twins? The one thing that does seem to help is to act like a professional fact checker. When participants are instructed to edit the story and highlight any incorrect statements, they're less likely to learn the inaccurate information.
That was Lisa Fazio of Vanderbilt University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.